Speed Talk on 1360. It's Dean and Jason talking racing, and we're bringing him back from wherever he was last week. That's Dan Plan from the Midwest Racing Connection. Dan, you were out and about last week, weren't you?
Yeah, we were out at the USA Nationals for all 3 days there. It was a great time. We had really good weather this year. Little rainstorm before they got things started on Saturday night, which pushed back the show. They actually didn't get the 100-lap main started until just around midnight, but they ran 96 laps without a caution, and they were right there battling for the lead. Jimmy Owens just barely beating the smooth operator, Bobby Pierce. So that's one of those races where the driver intros you just have to see to believe when they shut off all the lights and put everybody under a spotlight when they bring them out for the feature. It's a really entertaining deal.
Who gets the biggest ovation?
You know, the most noise probably goes for Bloomquist because there's just as many boos as there are cheers going. But it's pretty neat to see, and it was kind of neat to run into him in town at one of the restaurants. And it's one of those deals where, you know, Scott is the villain, the bad boy to a lot of people, but when he's, just there by himself, he sat down and put his elbows up on the table for a little while and chatted with us. And real nice guy. It was kind of neat to meet him, away from the track.
He's been doing it for a while, too, because I remember back when I-94 was a dirt track, he came and raced there.
The first time
it was a dirt track. The first time, yeah. Like
when
it was
91 or 92.
Brand new, and so he's been around for a while, but obviously still doing very well, though. How did he do last week?
He got spun out on one of the early cautions on the restart. They kind of stacked up, and he ended up spinning into the infield, so he had to go to the back, and I think he still might have... He might have had a better run. He got up to 15th, but there was no caution, and the cars were—they're all pretty equal these days. And when the track's really fast, it takes a lot to get by somebody.
Heard it was nearly a capacity crowd there, and parking was even hard to come by for some people out there.
Yeah, it's a good problem for short tracks to have these days. I guess they had a lot of campers there. I'm guessing there was close to 1,000 campers. It's like Oktoberfest in August is the way that weekend is. The whole area fills up with campers, and there's people parking anywhere they can find a spot. They're actually parking cars inside the Sandbox Arena, too, to try to make room for people. So it was a really big crowd, one of the biggest I've seen in a long time at any short track.
Indoor parking at an outdoor racetrack. I kind of like that. That's
yeah,
there
were some people that really lucked out on that deal, showed up late and got to park inside, so it was kind of nice.
Well, it also was a full house at Elko Speedway last Saturday night for the Eve of Destruction, with the Green Mamba was there, and lots of double features, too. Jacob Gady won the first super late model feature event. Darren Giles right on his back bumper. He's been looking pretty good lately. And then the second feature win went to his brother, Matt Gady, and I got a chance to catch up with him afterwards.
And late models, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. It was definitely a good run, and I hope this turns my season around. I've had some tough races there earlier in the year here, and got the car working better, so hopefully this definitely keeps on rolling.
You and Joey Miller were side by side for it seemed like half the race, and it was good, hard racing, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was definitely a battle down on the bottom. It's tough to pass a decent car around the bottom when the guy on the outside can do a decent job of holding you down and kind of controlling your line a little bit. But I knew I was gonna have a better car than him because he's been fast, but he's really hard on his tires the way he drives, and just happy to be able to pass him. I mean, we definitely raced side by side for. Seemed like forever. It's getting frustrated racing down there, but luckily I hung on and I was able to get around them, so it was good.
And it was cool because your brother got the win in the first race of the night. That give you some extra incentive?
Well, you know, that was also his third win, so this is my first. So I'm definitely glad just to win one, and hopefully I can get a few more before the season's over.
Now, this is the first year that you and Jacob have raced together at the same track in the same division. What's it like?
It's fun. You know, I like it better when he was helping me because he definitely can see things and knows what my car is doing almost better than I am, and I'm driving it. So it was easier when he was helping me as much when he could. But it's fun racing against him. He's really good. I'm just happy that he can help me as much as he can.
Two cars, two trophies. That's a cool scene.
Yeah, it was a really good night for both of us. He got first in the first one. I got third in the first one. then he got third in the second one, and I won the second one. So it was we both had the same exact finishes, so it was good.
Yep. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Matt Gady, the winner. Joey Miller faded back to fourth in that race. Paul Payne finished up in second. It is entertaining to see both Gadys racing at the same place, isn't it?
Yeah, it is neat to see them two racing each other. And, maybe at some point there'll be a disagreement, because when cars are racing each other, things can happen sometimes. Hopefully that doesn't happen with the Gady brothers, but it is nice to see both the family cars out there, and they're up front every weekend, so it should be close as we get down to the points battle here towards the end of the year.
Brent Kane and Conrad Jorgensen both won features in the Thunder cars. Nick Beaver and Doug Brown won in the Big Eights. And in the Power Stocks, it was close as usual. Most of the time, they're the most entertaining race of the night. And Taylor Goldman, Roller Girl, held on for the win.
Taylor Goldman, Power Stock winner here at Elko Speedway. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so excited.
First win of the year.
Yeah, it is. It was a really battled out win, but holy cow, I'm so glad that I won. It feels so good. You have no idea.
Good challenge to get up front, too. How'd you get up there?
I don't know. All I thought about is, look, there's no one in front of you, and you got to drive your heart out. And I had some really tough competitors behind me. I mean, you know, walking into this year, I was really confident with the whole idea of I've been here, I've raced, I have enough experience. But, seeing the drivers that are out here, like Nick Oxborough and Grant Brown and even Brandon Peterson, they've really, really picked up their driving skills, and I give them props because they're definitely giving me a run for my money. And look where I am. I'm sitting behind them, and just having such great drivers now with a huge pack of cars, it's really a challenge. So for me, winning tonight, it is a huge pat on the back for me, and I am bringing this one home with a huge smile on my face.
A bit of a challenge too, because you've had to drive two different cars this year too.
Yeah, that was really difficult. Walking into the season, we had some motor issues, and I can't thank my dad enough to maintain, our second car, our backup car. And, it was a real struggle, because we had to realize, this car is old, it's been there, done that kind of thing. And realizing that I didn't have the car that I'm used to, it was a struggle to really get used to that whole entire new car, that's really was my first car. So, but I'm just so thankful that I have my pink machine back, and I am one happy camper.
It's cool too, because I was walking through the pits and you've had so many people. Actually, I've been waiting for about 15 minutes as you've been signing autographs with a huge line of people. Doesn't that make you feel good?
It makes me feel good. I mean, it doesn't make my hand feel good, let me tell you that. But I seriously, having kids come down here, it's such a great feeling to have kids, really look up to you, and they're like, oh, I want your autograph, this and that. And it just, especially the little girls, they come up here and they're like, please, can I have your autograph? It's a really good feeling, and I'm so happy right now. I can't even explain it. It's just, oh my God, it's awesome.
Well, good job.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Yeah.
Now that's an easy interview right there. Roller Girl, Taylor Goldman. You should have seen that line of people wanting to talk with her after the race.
She didn't sound happy at all.
No, jeez.
I'm wondering who was happier, her or dad. It's nice to see Taylor, progress in racing. I remember when she was just a little kid running around in Victory Lane way back in the ancient days when her dad was fast. So it's kind of cool to see her grow up and get out there on the track and continue the Goldman name out on the racetrack.
You're right. In the Great North Legends, it was Tim Brockhaus winning, and in the mini stocks, it was Brian Adams, the Zero Hero, the winner. Tonight, kids' night, bus rides, free DVD movies, T-shirts, magic show, lots of prizes, should be a blast. And also something I know that you are very proud of, Dan, there is a tribute to Raceway Park tonight. Kevin Bussey, who is the announcer at Raceway for many, many years, will be there addressing the crowd. And also, the Wall of Champions is up from Raceway Park, is up at Elko Speedway.
Yeah, that went up Thursday night. Conrad Jorgensen kind of organized getting some people down there. I was there a little bit later than everybody else. I didn't put in as much work as all the other guys did. But yeah, they got that up, and it looks really nice. So all the champions from, and they got the new boards for last year's champions, and I believe it goes back to like 76. So it's neat that Elko let them put that up there, and it should be cool to see. And did you guys know there's going to be a NASCAR star making an appearance at a short track in Minnesota this weekend?
No.
What are you talking about?
Well, and you guys, I figured for sure, because you're the presidents of the of her fan club, I thought. Jen Joe Cobb's going to be in town tomorrow at Redwood Falls Speedway.
Really? No, wow. I didn't see anything about that. She usually
she
posts
must not
stuff
have slipped that memo to you.
No, she didn't, and we're feeling slighted here. Jeez, we play her soundbite every week, too.
We
and it's like, wow, that's kind of interesting. Well, wow,
apparently, her dad must be racing there.
I don't know if anybody's actually racing. There's some appearance that they're making at Redwood Falls.
Because her dad's a big dirt track racer. I know that.
Joe Cobb.
Yeah.
Not...
Didn't look like it at Eldora.
Was he there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
that part didn't make it on TV. So.
Oh, okay. I see. Also, some other news. The ARCA Midwest Tour is at Kakana tonight, and all three of the Sodders are entered into that race. Johnny, Jim, and Travis Sodder. Remember last time they got together, it was Oktoberfest.
Yes.
And it didn't go so well.
Travis and Johnny Sutter guys. Yeah.
But it should be a big event. And I also see on the entry list Minnesotans Nick Barstead, Nick Mergic, Adam Royal, and Jonathan Island are all entered.
Yeah, it's good to see Adam's back out there running. I don't know if he's going to run his car or Brian Roach's car again out at Kakana, but that's a neat track out there with being a D-shaped half mile. And good luck to the Minnesota guys and all the other guys. They got quite the points battle going with the rookie Majeski tied with Nathan Haslife for the points lead, so that should go down to the wire, and really looking forward to those guys coming out to Elko for Thunderstruck towards the end of September.
That's getting closer all the time. Kakana's a fun track. It's always when I try to describe that track, you come out of turn four and you can't even see the flag stand when you come out of turn four. I mean, normally you come out of turn four, you're looking for a green flag or a checkered flag. You can't even see the flag stand when you come out of that corner. It's a very unique racetrack. It's got a lot of history, too. A lot of NASCAR stars, Matt Kenseth, Alan Kulwicki, Dick Trickle, obviously, had a lot of success over the years there. So a lot of history at that track. And if you're ever out that way near Green Bay, check it out, Kakana.
Yeah, it's perfect because they run, you know, it's kind of unique because they run Thursday nights. So we've, gone on some vacations even when I was younger, and go over to Green Bay for whatever reason and just happen to stop into a racetrack on Thursday night. So it works out well to have a weekday race for a regular show.
Also, congratulations to Chris Wimmer. He won at Madison last night. He won the Triple Crown out in Wisconsin. And also at Hawkeye Downs last night, Tim Brockhaus won in the Legends. I also heard that Brady Fox Rohde and Michael Ostick were out there. And Greg Borchert finished second in the Sportsman. So I was looking up the results, and they are struggling a little bit for car counts. Almost all their divisions are 10 or less cars.
The Legends, not tracking heats. We're talking features.
Yeah, and the features. But the Legends, they had like 18 of them. So, but Hawkeye Downs is a really cool place.
That is a cool place. And yeah, they're being the only asphalt track there for forever and having so many IMCA dirt tracks down there, it's been a challenge for them. It was neat back in the days when we had the Northern Series and they had the same rules as Rockford and La Crosse and Elko and Raceway. And there were some really good shows down there back then. And hopefully they can keep that place going and rebound here in a few years and get some more cars.
Well, Dan, next week we won't be talking with you again unless you want to come out and see us at the Gearhead get-together, because otherwise we won't get a chance to visit with you. And instead of we're gonna change the offer here a little bit. Instead of a corn dog, we're going to give you a pork chop if you show up, because last year we had pork chops there, and they were awesome.
Stepping it up.
I'm going to go ahead and pass on the pork chop, but I might come out there. We'll see.
That'd be great.
What do we got? What kind of food do we have to get you to come? That's, I guess, our question. Let's ask that question.
It should be good.
Oh, that's okay. Easy. No?
Well, we can do that. Shout-outs, Bud Kane, Kat Nelson, Mart Hultgren, John Varner, David Goldman, David Reed, Tina Davis, the lady driver out of Rosemount.
Yes.
And Mike Keith, Tracy Fisher, and Mariah Hultgren, and Don Whitebear, all with shout-outs on Facebook. So thanks for listening. Thanks, Dan. We're going to check out your newspaper. We talked about your newspaper during the driver's meeting last week at Elko Speedway, so that is really cool.
Well, thank you.
Yes.
Hopefully in a good way.
They did. Actually, a lot of drivers picked it up on their way out because it is available right there in Champions, or you can go to theracingconnection.com, and we will talk to you in 2 weeks.
All right, sounds good. I'll see you tonight, Jason.
Okay, sounds good, Dan. And Dean's there, too.
I will be there, too.
Yep.
All right, see you.
I'm not going to buy him a corn dog, though.
No, only a gearhead. He will do that. So, well, that's going to do it for this week. I'm Jason.
And I'm Dean.
And we'll see you at the track.